Hi, this is a dictation for Tanika Burrows, T-A-N-I-K-A-B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S. Tanika Burrows. The date of service is 3-8-2022. Date of birth is 8-26-73. Tanika Burrows is here for a severe, several issues. She's complaining of pins and needles in both the feet, feeling nonstop, as well as pain in the right knee, and she does not report any accident or fall for these. She is on Lyrica, and it does help her in pain. She is requesting Lyrica to be provided to her. She has a history of diabetes and peripheral neuropathy. Regarding the pain, patient has ongoing pain in the lower back, as well as the left shoulder, along with stiffness in the left shoulder and lower back, and pins and needle occasionally to the no radiation to the buttocks or legs are reported. The pain is secondary to a fall in a basement. Several steps she fell and she fractured her left humerus head, which is impacted and has not had required any surgery. And she, her pain has remained minimal in the shoulder. Currently, the pain in the lower back and the right knee is reported to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And moderate difficulty in walking. 40% pains are reported relieved due to the current pain management protocols, including physical therapy and the ADLs that are affected are as follows: the general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. The sleep is affected 9, and mood and relationship with other people is affected 8. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych that there is a difficulty sleeping and fatigue, but denies any vision disturbance, double vision, headache, or vertigo, dizziness. She denies any loss of memory or anxiety, depression, panic. No loss of balance, loss of equilibrium is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient is complaining of pain in the right knee, left shoulder, and lower back and mid back, and right shoulder stiffness, along with pins and needles and stiffness in the lower back. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her pains have improved in the lower back due to the pain management protocol and the lumbar epidural steroid injections. There are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol and Pregabalin, and no weight loss is reported, no trauma is reported, and substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 214/141, pulse ox is 114, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 2-10-2022, dictation number 0214-067. Plan of care. The patient meds and labs have been reviewed, and patient was advised that she should take Lyrica ER 160 milligram daily for the peripheral neuritis. This should be prescribed by her family practice doctor. And she's also provided with Tramadol 100 milligram at night, PRN, for pain relief only. And she's been advised about medical marijuana and also other issues. She should continue her physical therapy and home therapy if possible. She is has a victim of a stroke due to the hypertensive, and she is seeing her primary care physician, and she is on insulin, Plavix, aspirin, Norvasc, Losartan, Lovastatin, Metoprolol from them, and I hope that all will continue. We have provided her 5 injections to the epidural injections to the lumbar region, and one more is needed to be provided, as well as one sacroiliac joint injection needs to be done. The patient agrees with the protocol and will be visiting us soon in 30 days' time. Thank you.